Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you say the oranges are...
all gone.
And what sort of things would people raise in a garden around here?
Flowers, roses.
Mm-hmm. What about vegetables?
Well, carrots or beets or turnips, lettuce, parsley, onions. That's about how I can...
What about a little red thing that grows down in the ground?
Radishes.
Uh-huh. And...
Hi, Charlotte. How's it?
Hi.
This is Miss Rutledge, Charlotte.
Hey, along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Huh?
Potato?
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Well, there's Idaho potatoes, and there's California whites, and red potatoes, and new potatoes. The only potatoes that were ever grown around here were dug up when they were about size of a tennis ball or smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they were called new potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and they're little red potatoes. And the reason they dig them up like that quick is because they're left till later. They get a blight on the leaves or rust or whatever they call it, and that in turn has the ill bad effect and gives it a bad taste for the potato underground.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they would pick them when they were new potatoes.
Mm. What about the potatoes that are red on the inside?
Those are baked potatoes, the yams. I mean sweet potatoes, the yams.
Uh-huh. When you say just potato though, you're not meaning sweet potatoes.
Always Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Sweet potatoes and yams are the same thing?
Same thing.
What about
Louisiana yams?
Mm-hmm. The kind of onions that you pull up and eat before they get very big.
New onions, or what they call leeches, or leech onions. We used to have, and I had for years here, an onion that you pull up a little, and they were in a case, a little brown case like a tobacco color. When you pull them out, it'd be about as thick as your finger, or that thick, and you'd pull one or two off and replant it. And then it would make onions again.
Mm-hmm.
In about 6 months, you'd have another little batch of onions. About the same, they're about that big around. And there's probably 2 dozen or 10
mm-hmm.
onions. Have you ever seen those kind of onions?
I don't think so. What were they called?
I don't know. Scallions, I think. Aren't those scallions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Say when you're frying bacon and it gets smaller, you say that it
shrinks.
Or another way of saying that. You ever say it swivels or shrivels
it
up?
It shrivels up, it draws up, yeah, mm-hmm. it shrivels up.
And a red thing that grows out on a vine that you have to stake up?
Tomatoes?
What do you call the ones that don't get any bigger than this?
Cherry tomatoes?
Huh?
Cherry tomatoes?
Uh-huh. And a green vegetable that is kind of bristly on the outside and sticky inside. You'd maybe use it in a soup.
A green vegetable that's sticky on the inside.
Mm-hmm. What about
okra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okra. A lot of people call it gumbo, but it's not gumbo. It's misappropriation of the word.
They call the okra gumbo?
Yeah.
I guess because it's used...
The Mexicans call okra bombón.
Mm-hmm.
And bombón is gumbo.